we are on the fourth chapter, 39th verse. But as usual is our practice, we chant the whole chapter of Gita before we start, so that that fortifies our understanding. And Vaisheshika Prabhu says that it removes all the offenses. And yes, it does. So let's turn to the... Thank you. Page 191 on the Gita copy. Hari Bol Ganapati. This is the Gita and then the page 191 on it. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Let's do all the Sanskrit and the English together. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Imam Vivashvate Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam Vivashvan Manve Praha Manurikshvakave Bhave. The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivashvan. And Vivashvan instructed it to Manu, the father of the mankind. And Manu in turn instructed it to Vishwa.
Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu sakalaniha mahata yogo nashta parantapa.
The supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in the course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it appears lost.
Saeva yam maya tedya yoga prokta puratanaha bhakto si me sakha cheti rahasyam hetaduttamam.
That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend. And therefore to understand this transcendental mystery of the science.
Arjuna vacha aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvatah katam etad vijaniyam tvamadau proktavaniti.
Arjuna said, the son of Vivasvan is senior to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed the science to him?
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Bahuni Nevyatitani Janmani Tavacharjuna Tanyaham Veda Sarvani Natvam Veta Parantapa.
The personality of God said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
Ajopi San Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropi San Prakritim Swamadhishtaya Sambhavamyatma Mayaya.
Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all transcendentities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srujamyaham.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself.
Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkritam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself am here, millennium after millennium.
Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vekti tatvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sojuna.
One who knows this transcendental nature of my appearance and activity does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mamupasritah bahavo jnana tapasa putanat bhavam agatah. being free from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me.
Many many persons in the past became purified by the knowledge of me, and thus they all attained the love for me.
Ye yathamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham namatmanu vartmante manushya pata sarvasha. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly, and everyone follows my path in all respects, O Son of Kripa. Kanchanta karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devatah kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Men in this world desire success in fruitful activities, and therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from the fruitive earth of this world.
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah tasya kartaram abhimam vidya kartaram avyayam.
Although the three modes of material nature, the work associated with them, and the four divisions of the human society are created by me, and although I am the creator of the system, you should know that I am yet a non-dual, being unchanging.
Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spriha iti mam yo vijanati karma virna sabhadyate.
There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of action. One who understands this truth about me does not become entangled in the fruity actions of the world.
Evam jnatva kritam karma purvairapi mukshuri puru karma eva tasmatvam purvai purvataram kritam.
All the liberated souls in the ancient times acted with this understanding of my transcendental nature. Therefore, you should perform your duties following their footsteps.
Kim karma kim akarmeti kavayam yogi atmohita tatte karma pravishyami yajnatva mokshase surhat.
Even the intelligent are bewildered in determining what is action and what is inaction. Now I shall explain to you what action is, knowing which you shall be liberated from all misfortune.
Karmano hi api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmana, akarmanascha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gati.
The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know what prior action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is.
Karmanya karmaya pashyet, akarmani cha karmaya, sa buddhiman manusyeshu, sa yukta krishna karma krat.
One who sees inaction in action, and action in action, is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities.
Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita jnanani dakta karmana tamahu panditam buddha.
One is understood to be in full knowledge, whose endeavor is devoid of sense gratification. He is said by the sages to be a worker for whom the reactions of the work have been burnt up by fire of perfect knowledge.
Tyaktva karma phala sangam nitya tripto nirashraya karmanya vipavutopi naiva kinchit karoti saha.
Abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities, ever satisfied and independent, he performs no fruitful action, although engaged in all kinds of undertakings.
Nirashiryata chittatma tyakta sarva parigraha shariram kevalam karma kurvan apnoti kilvisham.
Such a man with understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, and gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions, and he acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working is not affected by sinful reactions.
Yadrichalava santushto dvandvatito vimatsaraha samasiddhava siddhaucha kritvapi na nibadyate.
He who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, and who is free from duality and does not envy,
who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing an action.
Gata sangasya muktasya jnanavastita cetasa yajnaya charata karma sagamagram praviliyate.
The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence.
Brahma arpanam brahmahavir brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmaivatena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina.
A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain spiritual kingdom because of his consummation.
In which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered in the same.
Daivam eva pare yajnam yogina pari upasate brahmagno apare yajnam yajnena evopajuvati.
Some yogis perfectly worship the demigods by offering different sacrifices to them, and some of them offer sacrifices in the fire of Supreme Brahma.
Shrotradinindriyanyanye samyamagnishu juhvati shabdadin vishayananya indriyagnishu juhvati.
Some the unadulterated brahmacharis sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control, and others, the regulated householders, sacrifice the object of senses in the fire.
Sarvin indriyani gani prana karmani chapare atma samyamya yogyayo juhvati jnana dipite.
Others who are interested in achieving self-realization through the control of mind and senses offer the functions of all senses and offer as obligations fire of controlled mind.
Dravya yajnastapo yajna yoga yajnasta tapare svadhyaya jnana yajnascha yatataya samshita vrata.
Having accepted strict vows, some become enlightened by sacrificing their possessions, severe austerities, and by the practice of yoga, by eightfold mysticism, or by studying Vedas to advance in transcendental knowledge.
Apane juvati pranam prane panam tatapare pranapana gati rudva pranayama parayana apare niyatahara pranan praneshu juhvati.
Still others who are inclined to the process of breath restraint to remain in trance practice by offering the movement of the outgoing breath into the incoming and the incoming breath into the outgoing, and they at last remain in trance, stopping all breathing, and others curtailing the eating process offer the outgoing breath itself sacrifice.
Sarve pyede yajnavido yajnakshapita kalmashaha yajnasishtamrita bhujo yanti brahma sanatanam.
All these performers know the meaning of sacrifice, and having tasted the nectar of sacrifice, they advance towards the supreme eternal atmosphere.
Nayam lokosya yajnasya kutonya kuru sattama.
O best of the Kuru dynasty, without sacrifice, one can never live happily on this planet or in this life. What then of the next?
Evam bahuvidha yajna vitata brahmano mukhe karmajan vidhitan sarvan evam jatva vimokshase.
All these different types of sacrifices are approved by the Vedas, and all of them are born of different types of work. Knowing them as such, you will be liberated.
Shreyan dravyamaya yajna jnana yajna parantapa sarvam karmathilam partha jnane parisamapyate.
O chastiser of the enemy, the sacrifice performed in knowledge is better than mere sacrifice of material possessions. After all, O son of Pritha, all sacrifices of work culminate in transcendental knowledge.
Tadviti pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master inquire from him successively, and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Yajnatvana punarmoham evam yasyasi pandava yena bhutyana sheshani drakshyasyatmani jathomai.
Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall into such illusion. For by this knowledge you will see that all the living beings are but the part of the Supreme. In other words, they are mine.
Apiched asi papebhya sarvebhya papakritama sarvajnana plavenaiva vijrinam santarishasi.
Even if you are considered the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated on the board of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of misery.
Yatai nam si samdognir basma satkuruter juna jnanagni sarva karmani basma satkurute tata.
As a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge turn to ashes all the reactions of
Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tat svayam yoga samsiddha kalenatmani vindati.
In this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who is accomplished in the practice of this devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
Shraddha vallabhate jnanam tatpara samyatendrita jnanam labhva param shanti achirena vigacchati.
Faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who abuses his senses in the pursuit of achievement of knowledge,
having an entirely attained the achievement of achievement. Agnyascha shraddhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nāyam lokosti navaro nasukam samshayatmanah.
But the ignorant and faithless who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness in this world, not
in the next. Yoga-sanyasta-karmānam jnāna-sanchinna-samshayam ātmavantam na-karmāni nivadnanti-dhananjaya.
One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in himself. Thus he is not bound by the reactions of birth, O conqueror of riches.
Tasmāgajñāna-sambhūtam hrikstham jñānāsinātmanā chitvainam samshayam yogam attiṣṭhotiṣṭhabhārata.
Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in my heart should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge.
Amit Yoga, O Bharata, and
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishad Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastra Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Jnana Vibhaga Yomo Nama Chaturtho Dhyayah Hari Om.
So, we are on the verse 39th today. It's on page 237. Kindly repeat after me.
Shraddha vallabhate jnanam.
Shraddha vallabhate jnanam.
Shraddha vallabhate jnanam.
Shraddha vallabhate jnanam.
Tatpara samyatendriyah.
Tatpara samyatendriyah.
Tatpara samyatendriyah.
Tatpara samyatendriyah.
Jnanam labdhva param shantim.
Jnanam labdhva param shantim.
Jnanam labdhva param shantim.
Jnanam labdhva param shantim.
Achirenadhigacchati.
Achirenadhigacchati.
Somebody from the audience.
Shraddha vallabhate jnanam.
Tatpara samyatendriyah.
ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परं शान्तिम् अचिरेनाधिगच्छति
श्रद्धावाल्लभते ज्ञानम्
तत्परसंयतेन्द्रिया ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परं शान्तिम् अचिरेनाधिगच्छति श्रद्धावाल्लभते ज्ञानम् तत्परसंयतेन्द्रियः ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परां शान्तिम् अचिरेणाधिगच्छति
लेडीज़ प्लीज़
श्रद्धावाल्लभते ज्ञानम् तत्परा संयतेन्द्रियः ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परं शान्तिम् अचिरेणाधिगच्छति श्रद्धावाल्लभते ज्ञानम् तत्परा संयतेन्द्रियः ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परं शान्तिम् अचिरेणाधिगच्छति
श्रद्धावान्
a faithful man
लभते
achieves
ज्ञानं
knowledge
तत्परः
very much attached to it
samyata controlled indriyaha senses jnanam knowledge labdhva having achieved param transcendental shantim peace achirena very soon adhigacchati attains Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge. And having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. Purport. Such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. One is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness, he can attain the highest perfection. This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. A person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness without delay. So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada gives us the essence of Krishna consciousness. It's a small purport, but very, very deep purport. Most of the religious methods, and even in the material life, the sense control is prescribed. A man or a student who wants to excel at his examinations or her examinations has to control the urges of mind who wants to go out and play, for example. Similarly, a businessman may have to forego his desire or attachment to be with his family, to work long, hard hours to attain success in some business. And nothing to speak of the material plane, even in the spiritual plane, many organizations and religious prescribe sense control as the means to achieve knowledge. Srila Prabhupada begins his purport by saying that the faith is needed in Krishna. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said the definition of faith means that one who has realize this fact that by serving Krishna, everything else is achieved. This is the meaning of the word faith. And a faithful man is the one who serves Krishna. When one serves Krishna, then automatically one gains knowledge and detachment from matter. As I was mentioning earlier, sense control is prescribed, but controlling the senses is a difficult job, especially in this age of Kali. Because the senses are strong, the atmosphere around us is very steeply rooted in sense gratification. The ads on the TV, the whole society is geared, as we were discussing earlier, how a man can enjoy his senses to the fullest. And if one thinks out of this box, then one is some dangerous, weird person. In this age, with such a propaganda, it is really difficult job to control the senses. And senses, they demand practical action. That is the nature of senses. One cannot negate completely the senses. So Prabhupada mentions here, by performing devotional service, we engage senses in a higher activity. And by engaging senses in the higher activity, which get better taste, that is in devotional service, the senses are automatically curbed. For example, we eat. Every one of us eat. Now, instead of letting the tongue loose to eat whatever it wants, at any time it wants, we say, no tongue, you cannot do that. We'll offer nice foodstuffs to Krishna, eat it, and that way the senses are automatically subdued. This is a part of devotional service. And when one practices devotional service, after a certain time, the tongue really doesn't want to taste anything which is not offered to Krishna. Just see the simple effect of practicing devotional service on how one can control the senses without extra effort. Otherwise, it's a tough job to control the senses and the mind, which is always agitated. And in this age, as I mentioned before, it's a very disturbing environment. So by practicing this devotional service, one engages the senses in higher taste. Vishya vinivartante niraharesha dehina rasavartam rohasya param drishtvani vartate. That just by ceasing activities, the mind cannot be controlled. But by engaging them in a higher taste, the mind is controlled. And by following the practice of devotional service, one gets faith. And by association, by rendering devotional service, one's faith becomes stronger and stronger in devotional service. And as we progress in devotional service, the senses are very easily subdued. Another aspect of this sense control through devotional service is that a devotee doesn't see black and white of this world. Because some other parts of religion, they say, oh, this is matter, oh, don't touch it. You'll get contaminated, you'll get polluted. Or this is like spiritual. In devotional service, anything which can be used in service of Krishna is accepted as spiritual. And anything which is unfavorable to devotional service is rejected. So an object in itself has no particular value. For example, if there is a knife. A knife is just an object, but for what it is being used makes a huge difference. A knife in the hand of a person who can murder is completely different from in the hands of a mother who cuts vegetables to cook for her family, right? Similarly, the matter or the material nature, when it is used in service of Krishna, it becomes spiritual. This is the discrimination or the senses when they approach, when one is in devotional service, one approaches the matter in that respect. Srila Prabhupada, when he came, he did not see this world, or when he came to West, he did not see the West as something which was unfit for Krishna consciousness. He just saw the spiritual nature of the living entities here. And then he saw the good side, and he extracted that essence of the good side. And we can see how wonderfully he has created this International Society of Krishna Consciousness by drawing out that innate tendency of the soul to serve Krishna. Because that is the only way one can get peace and happiness. The real nature of the soul is to serve Krishna. And in that particular state of serving, the soul finds complete happiness. I forget that famous verse in Bhagavatam. Page 159. Savai Pamsam Parodharma. Page 159 of your shloka book. Savai Pamsam Parodharma, Yato Bhakti Radhokshani, Ahituki Apratiyata, Yayatma Suprasidati. The supreme occupation or dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent world. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So devotional service, uninterrupted, unmotivated devotional service to the Lord is the place where the soul can be completely satisfied. And when one renders on this, the sense control becomes a secondary matter. And Krishna says in this particular purport that a faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to quickly achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme destination. So this is the easy way of controlling senses. And how does one get faith? This is another important thing. Faith. Let's talk about faith. Everyone in this world has to live by faith, like it or not. If one is sick, if you go to a doctor, do you test the doctor first or do you go with faith? This man can cure you. And when you deposit your money in the bank, no, I can't deposit money in the bank. The bank might take away that money. Or a student might say, he may go to the professor and say, I don't have faith in you. I need to know everything by myself. Can't possibly. The world runs by faith. If you work hard and you say you don't have the faith that your salary is going to pay you, you won't work. I'm not sure. I work for 15 days. I'm not sure my employer is going to pay my salary or not. So faith. World runs by faith, like it or not. Even so-called scientists, they came in, they got their knowledge from faith. Venki Prabhu is going to graduate from Stanford this week, and along with Prashant. And they know, they can tell you that they approached their professor with faith. And they know that he'll work and he'll give me a degree. If he hadn't had that faith, he wouldn't have gone. So the whole world works by faith. But the question remains is, where do we employ that faith? When we employ the faith in service of Krishna, then our faith is never lost or displaced or disheartened. Because Krishna says, whatever you serve me little, I'll remember it. That is to your eternal credit. And I'll give you complete protection. Neha vikramanashosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato vayat. That even if you perform a little service to me in this lifetime, that is to your eternal credit. It's never lost. And Krishna sees. He's so kind that he only sees the goodness, the service you have done. And at the time of death, he remembers that. And the next time he gives a chance. Otherwise, if one just engages in the sense gratificatory activities, forgetting Krishna, then one puts himself or herself in a very risky platform. We don't know what the next life is going to be. People who are too much into body consciousness, they don't care. They'll say, forget it. We don't care. Prabhupada, he was preaching. He was preaching strongly in London. And that was in 69, 70, I don't remember the year. And then one man, he stood up in the audience. He said, Swamiji, I heard that if you are not careful in this life, in the next life, you may become a dog. And Prabhupada said, yes, that's correct. I don't care if I become a dog. And Prabhupada said, you have my full blessings. So one has to be very cautious that given this human form of life, how is the best utilization I can do? We have our own obligations. We have our own duties to perform from family-wise, employer-wise, maintenance-wise, as in society. In spite of all this, if we can remember Krishna, then at the time of death, nothing can disturb us. Even if Krishna so desires, he'll give another body, or if Krishna so desires, he'll take us back to a spiritual world. We don't care. Ayananda tanuja kinkaram paditam mam vishame bhavam bodo kripaya tava pada pankajas tidanguli satrisham jitantaya. Mahaprabhu says, nadhanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani ishware bhavata bhakti rahit kidvai. That he says, birth after birth, if you want to give me another birth, that's fine, but just give me the birth so that I can remember you. I do not mind even if I am born in a degraded species of life. I don't care. But as long as I can remember you, that's fine with me. And that is pure loving service, wherein we just serve Krishna with no motive, with no gain. Even for liberation, we don't care. Because by satisfying Krishna, one becomes so satisfied himself or herself that ultimately that matters, giving pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna is so indebted that he never loses sight. Yomam pashyati sarvatra mahi cha sarvat pashyati tasya aham na pranashyami na che me pranashyati. It is ninth chapter here. It is Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. Page number 83. Sorry, 6th chapter.
Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. Sarvam Chamai Pashyati. Tasyam Na Pranashyami. Sachami Na Pranashyati.
Krishna says that one who sees me everywhere, I am never lost and he is never lost. In the material life also, if one forgets Krishna, Krishna is so kind, as we were discussing earlier, birth after birth he comes after you. He was there with you. Krishna says, sarvasa chaham tri sannishto, that I am there in everybody's heart as a super soul. That includes even the insects, the bacteria. Krishna is so kind that any body you take, he is there with you, looking after you. And as one approaches Krishna, to that degree Krishna responds, ye yathamam prapadyante tamstadaiva vajamyaham. In the conditioned state of existence, Krishna is just the witness. He sees your activities, he gives your karma. But when one starts developing one's relationship with Krishna, then Krishna becomes equally reciprocative of that particular service. And that reciprocation reaches to such high degree that one cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. And for the satisfaction of Krishna, they are willing to do anything. They don't care their own personal inconvenience. One day, Krishna was in his transcendental pastime. He was having severe headache, very severe headache. And then Naradaji went, met the Lord. Lord, what happened? Very severe headache. So what can I do? He said, well, see, the only cure to this headache is that if you can get some dust from the feet of my devotee. Who will give? Narada said, you are flabbergasted. Who will give? They'll go to hell. You are the Supreme Lord. You are the absolute truth. To serve you is the greatest thing. Who will give the dust of their feet to put on your head? No, you can try. Then Narada said, okay, let me try. He went. There was this Brahman. He was reciting Vedas and he was very pakka Brahman. And then he said, oh, Naradaji, you have come. Please come. How is Lord? Lord is fine. He has a headache. What can I do? Well, give some dust from your feet. I'll take it to the Lord and the headache is cured. What are you talking, Naradaji? How can I give my dust? I'll go to hell. Sorry. No, I can't do that. Then he goes to Braj. He sees the gopis. And he asks, Naradaji, how is Krishna? Well, Krishna is fine. He just has a headache. Oh, really, what can we do to cure his headache? He needs some dust from some feet of his devotees and then it will cure the headache. Please take. And then Gopi said, please take as much as you want. Narada said, I don't understand this. You are going to go to hell because you are going to give your dust to Krishna and he is going to put on his feet. For a moment's relief for headache from Krishna, we are willing to go to eternity, for hellish planet's eternity. That's our position. This is pure love for Krishna. Gopi's love for Krishna, that is pure love. In that state, because Krishna says, I give pleasure to everybody, who is there to give pleasure to me? And then the pure, unalloyed loving service is the place where one gives pleasure to Krishna. And it is said that in that state, one doesn't want anything, nothing. In that state of pure, for exchange of that service, the devotee does not care anything. Narayana parasarve nakutaschana vibhyati. Svarga aparga narakeshu tulyartha pidarshana. Sixth canto Bhagavatam. It is said that those pure devotees of Narayana, they do not fear any circumstances. Either they are in hell, heaven, or liberated. Svarga, heaven, apavarga, liberated, narakeshu. Even in the hell, they don't care. Why? Because they see it equally, as long as they are remembering and serving Krishna. And that same service, that same state of exalted loving service of Krishna is being given by Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came as his own devotee, and by encouraging everybody to chant the names of Krishna, he has given this free prema or Krishna prema to one and all. Chiradadattam nijagupta vitam suprema namam ratamatyudara apamaram yo vitatara gaura krishna jane yastamam. There it is said that he has not discriminated who is fit, who is unfit, who is qualified, who is unqualified, who is high, who is low, who is sinful, who is pious. Not seeing anything, he has freely distributed this mercy by just asking the people to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the aspect, this is the path of devotional service. Even having tasted a little bit, one doesn't want anything else. And one quickly achieves the loving service to the lotus feet of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions, any comments, any suggestions? Thank you, Prabhu, has a question.
So, Prabhuji, in the last sentence,
somebody can give him the mic, I don't know where it is.
In the last sentence of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness without delay. So what does this without delay mean?
Somebody asked Prabhupada that I'm chanting and I'm not able to get ecstasies. I'm not able to feel the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Why is that? And Prabhupada said you are committing offenses. So the offenses, usually when the offenses happen when one is unable to control the senses properly because of either the deep past conditioning or the bad habit, when one is unable to control the senses properly, then one commits offenses. But if one is able to control senses purely and execute devotional service, then one is able to achieve success quickly. But that doesn't mean one gets discouraged. Akama sarva kamava moksha kama udharivi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Bhagavatam gives the great hope that whether one is full of desires or completely liberated, one should perform devotional service. So it's just a matter of time. If one is able to control the senses very fast by Krishna's mercy and then render devotional service, one is able to achieve success a lot quickly. Otherwise, the process of devotional service should continue. That because if somebody says, oh no, I can't control my senses, I'm too impure to chant the names of God. Because that's another excuse people give. No, I'm so pure, so impure, so fallen, I can't chant the names of God. Well, the chanting the names of the God is only a way to correct impurity. That's one aspect. The other aspect is Krishna's mercy should also come upon. There are two things. One thing is the sincerity of the aspirant of devotional service and the mercy of Krishna. So, and Krishna can give his mercy like in a second, or he can take eternity. It's up to him. But as we are always faithful to Krishna, no matter what. Aslisha vapadaratham pinastamam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatatatava idalatlam padumutta adhisthanaye yanapara. That whatever you do, my Lord, I am your faithful servant. Whether you crush me, whether you embrace me, it's up to you. So those are the two aspects, with delay and without delay. But needless to say, devotional service is the best way to kind of eradicate all the sinful tendencies in the heart. Chetodarpanam arjanam bhava mahadavati nirvapanam. So slowly, it's just a matter of how surrendered one is to the process. And it's a struggle, but one should never give up the struggle.
Can you say in another way, suppose if one attains perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, he is the master of sense controller or something like that?
Because it is said that Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Chuddha Kena Nai Se Guru Tat. Whoever knows the science of Krishna, he is a guru. And it is said in the Rupa Goswami's first verse in the Nectar of Instruction, you cannot be a guru unless you control your senses. So perfection of your knowledge is, yes, it's a nice point. Thank you. Any other comments or suggestions? Yes.
Is it possible to have faith in Krishna and not have controlled senses?
Yes, because that faith is given to you by the association of devotees and by the by one's own sukriti. But if one doesn't make use of that faith which has been given to you, and one just lets the senses loose no matter what, without even making an attempt to control them, then one quickly loses that faith and falls down from devotional service. Thank you. So one can never give up the endeavor of sense control. Any other questions? Any other comments? Thank you so much. We have the next program. Are there any announcements, Rakshit Prabhu, or are we going to start right away for the
Aarti? The announcement would
be the monthly Sankirtan festival. Yes.
Coming up now in less than 10 days, starting Friday the 20th, with Harinam in Palo Alto, and the first weekend of book distribution on the 21st and 22nd, and the same thing repeating again the following weekend. So what has been happening is that even before
going out on distribution
on their own, new Sankirtan leaders have been appointed that have taken a lot of initiative distributing books. And we have very big goals this time to have 141 devotees go out to distribute at least 4,001 books and collect $7,500 in Lakshmi points. So the message really is to have everyone who's physically able to join in this Sankirtan party are invited to join in. And we have very experienced team leaders who will help them facilitate their development in book distribution. Also, I understand that, and there was email about this, that there is planned to have Sunday Sankirtan this weekend, where the idea is that if you are attending the Sunday program, there will be a call for you to go out with five or six leaders for Sankirtan. It would be a special opportunity for you to do that. Would you like to say anything more about that?
Yeah, this, that even could be like for everybody to watch, like so far if you only have gone or if you are not able to make for the coming weekends, like for the newcomers or for anybody, like you can come and watch, or if you want to do, you can distribute prasad and flyers. So it's a great opportunity that like all the leaders will be available, and it will be at the Sunday program timing. So like you can come by 5 o'clock as soon as you come here, and like, if you are interested, you can just meet any of the Sankirtan leaders who will be here. And they will guide you to a skill guide, like, so thank you very much. So, they pick you up and then they drop you. So, 4 to 5 people will all go to your assigned apartment and do door to door with prasad distribution and a lot of PD packs and all those distributions. It will be like shoveling the street to all apartments near the building, but there's no busting that happens. Hope all of you come for that. Thank you.
You're talking about going out on Sunday?
On Sunday,
on
Sunday. Yeah.
After the program?
No, no. While the program is going on, we can just go for 10 minutes to 1 hour. Then we have the apartments and we can come back for the teacher and the time. Thank you.
And the other thing also is we have taken upon it for the Bhakti Vinod Thakur festival to make Srimad Bhagavatam sets available. A number of these sets have been distributed. Many devotees have purchased them. Our goal initially was 20. It has been revised to 25. We have successfully distributed about 18 sets. And we ordered some more.
Haribo!
Thanks to Bharat Prabhu here, who has taken the major initiated in that effort. So anyone who would have has wanted to have a Bhagavatam set and doesn't have one, they want to take advantage of this opportunity in making the small Bhagavatam set, the 10 canto set, available for $128. And what you see there are the big sets, the large sets with the big books. That's also available for $350. So we will continue, in fact, to make a call for Bhagavatam sets as our tribute to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So please join us in the Sankirtan.
Thakur Bhakti Vinod Monthly Sankirtan Festival.
I was wondering
if someone, Ananda Kishore, yourself, can say something about this Friday is Pandaval Nirjala Kadashi. Ananda Kishore, come on. What's the benefit of following this Kadashi? Does everyone know what Pandava Nirjala Kadashi is? And it's this Friday, the 13th.
So, Kadashi is the day of the first month, probably knows. The 11th day after the full moon and the new moon. So the story is that Bhima, Bhimasen, who is known as Virgoda, appetite like a wolf. Okay. So he did not perform. Traditionally, everyone would fast. In the Mahabharata, there's one story that Dharmacharya, he sent out both Duryodhan and Yudhisthira Maharaj to search out, and he gave them different tasks. He told Yudhisthira Maharaj, you find someone who you think is less qualified than yourself. And he told Duryodhan, you find someone who you think is more qualified than yourself. So they went out, and after searching all day, they came back at the end of the day and said, my dear Guru Maharaj, and Yudhisthira Maharaj said, I can't find anyone who is less fallen than myself. Everyone is making me better than me. Duryodhan said, I searched all day, but I could not find anyone who is more qualified than myself. I'm the most qualified person in the whole community. But Yudhisthira Maharaj, he said, I saw one person who was going to drink water. It looked like he was taking water from a well, so I thought maybe he was going to drink water in the day after the Ekadashi. accident happened to be Ekadasi, so he said, I thought, here's someone who might be less qualified than me. But then I saw he gave the water to his horses, so I realized that I'm next to him. Of course, the story is a very important story that the world as we see it is very much a product of our own consciousness, and sometimes people may say, oh, there's no advanced spiritual people in society, or they may meet some sadhu and they think, oh, he's nothing special. But according to the story, it very much has to do with our own consciousness, how we perceive other beings. The reason why I mentioned this story today is because previously everyone followed Ekadasi. That was the point. And Yudhisthira, you did not find anyone who wasn't following Ekadasi. Everyone is fasting completely. The traditional way of observing Ekadasi is to fast completely, not perform any work or, you know, just here and dance, and even not sleep. Not during the day and not during the night also. All night people would be reciting Bhagavad Gita, would be reciting different scriptures, chanting, Srila Prabhupada gave us a simple way of observing Ekadasi, of just not eating grains and beans on Ekadasi. It's the most basic fast you can do, not eating grains and beans. So he was saying even at that time he could not do Ekadasi, so he was giving a concession that if you fast on this one day, then you can have the benefit of fasting on all other days. That is the Nirjala Ekadasi. Nirjala, of course, means no water, so that's coming up on Friday. It's Friday, not Saturday?
Friday.
I'm used to it, I think it's Saturday. So, this Friday, for anyone who can try, there's different ways to fast. Fasting takes some practice. If you practice, you can do it. It's not so difficult, actually. Some practice. Even to fast without water is definitely possible if you practice. But there's different types of fast. You can fast half day. You're not able to do the whole fast all day, but fast half day and then take some fruit. Or fast until evening and then take some fruit. Or take fruit throughout the day or some non-grain, something cooked, something that's not grains. Some fruits, potatoes, carrots, things like that. Those are good. The idea is to decrease the bodily absorption and increase spiritual absorption and spiritual consciousness. And eating is one of the major activities which occupies so much of our time. We spend so much time, you know, pot shopping, cooking food, and thinking about what we're going to eat, and then eating it, and then after you eat, then you have to, like, lay down or kind of space out for a little while after digesting the food. And you know, after you eat, your consciousness is not so focused. You have some work to do, so you have to eat, and you have to do more. You can do it fast like that. You actually decreasing your dependence on the body, it's decreasing your attachment to you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. So we have our Aarti now, and after this Prashadam. Thank you so much.